Can you see him, Maharm? Is he out there? No, we're missing Aaron. I'm serious. Right? He's late, but we'll start without him. Hopefully he should hear us talking. I'd like to introduce Yalmar Vinoy, who would be talking with Aaron Bentley, who is somewhere between here and his hotel room. And he's going to be talking about the code import service, code reviews and patch forwarding inside Launchpad.
Yeah, thanks. So Aaron and I are both Launchpad developers, but we also work on Bazaar, mostly in our spare time. And I work on the Soyuz team, which does the building of packages in Launchpad, and Aaron works in the code team that works on the integration between Launchpad and Bazaar. So Bazaar is a distributed version control system. It's been around since, or in its current incarnation, it's been around since 2005. So about the same time as Git and Mercurial. It's written in Python. It's sponsored by Canonical, but there are also a lot of community people working on it. And it's the primary version control system used in Launchpad. So Launchpad is only using Bazaar, and there's a few reasons for that. First of all, we want to have a single tool that people can use, rather than having to use different tools for different projects. And Bazaar has a few advantages over other version control systems in that the metadata that it stores is a superset of the metadata that other version control systems store. So it's possible to import data from other version control systems and not actually lose data that can be represented natively. Bazaar has support for ghosts in that revisions can there can be references to revisions without those revisions actually being present in the Bazaar repository. And this makes it possible to, for example, only have the last few revisions or have an import of only the last few revisions from a different version control system without importing all of the history. Bazaar's primary object is a branch, not really a tree, as we have here. So Bazaar supports various importers, like most of the other version control systems. There are two groups, deterministic importers and the non-deterministic importers. The deterministic importers create the exact same revisions in Bazaar, independent of who did the original import. So two people importing the same Git repository into Bazaar on two different machines will end up with the exact same repository. The non-deterministic importers will create different revisions, and so if people who created independent repositories based on the same Git repository, for example, try to merge, they will get bad errors. And there's a special class of importers named the Bazaar Forum Branch Importers. These are plugins for Bazaar that make it possible to actually access the formats from other version control systems as if they were normal Bazaar formats. So it's possible to actually just run normal Bazaar commands on a Git repository, for example, in the same way that you would on a Bazaar branch. And these plugins are all deterministic, obviously. There's one other deterministic importer, Bez Import, which is used to import from Arch and from Bez, which was an old fork of Arch. actually, let me skip a slide. So this is an example of what it would look like if you would clone a Git repository and then run bzdr log on it. It would work the same way as if you were running bzdr log on a native bzdr repository. And we also show the actual Git commits, because that's probably what you're using in communication with Git developers, people who are using Git to access this repository. And like log, a lot of other commands also work. Pull, commit, you can use the normal bzdr explorer tools to view Git repositories. There's one extra command that is used when communicating with foreign branches, and that's the dpush command. Since the metadata that bzdr stores is a superset of the metadata that some of the other version control systems store, it's not always possible to represent metadata that's present in a commit when pushing. And one of the ways that we work around this is by, for example, in Subversion, setting extra file properties or revision properties. But this is not always appreciated by other people that are using such a repository, because they get a lot of bzdr metadata that they don't care about. And to this end, the dpush command was added. Dpush basically pushes derived version of a revision into a foreign version control system, and only pushes the data that can be natively represented. So for example, when pushing from bzdr into Git, and the rename information that bzdr stores explicitly is no longer stored. Information about which bugs have been fixed, something that's stored in bzdr revision properties, is also not stored and is discarded. And so in the case of dpush, the revision that is pushed is actually a slightly different revision. In this diagram, it's indicated by R prime. It's a push to Subversion here. And the dpush command will then also pull the revision that was pushed into the remote version control system back in and override your local revision, so you can still communicate with the Subversion repository. In the case of bzdr SVN and Subversion integration, we do actually also support push, but that means that, as I said earlier, we will store some extra revision properties that may not be appreciated by the other Subversion users. The foreign branch plugins allow you to do clones of Git, Subversion, and HG repositories. But since it's not simply a copy, but we have to do processing in order to convert the data into a bzdr format, can require quite some time and some CPU power. So Launchpad also supports doing this for you using the code import service. It's quite easy to use. You just enter the branch name, select the version control system to use, and enter the URL. It's processed every couple of hours, I think. At the moment, it supports Git, Subversion, CVS, but as of last week, there's also been some work on the Mercurial importer, which should land in a couple of weeks, and will probably be a bit experimental at first. Launchpad supports code reviews. You can propose a merge for one of your feature branches into the main development branch. And you can then use Launchpad to discuss the proposed changes, either via the web interface or via email. I was actually hoping Aaron would be here to say a little bit more about this, because he actually works on this. I'm just a simple user. And once the discussion about a merge proposal has finished, the change is either approved or rejected, and then merged into the main branch. One of the things we're working on is bridging the gap between the upstream projects and Ubuntu, and the code that is imported into Launchpad. there should have been one more screenshot there. It's also actually possible to use the code imports for projects that are not natively hosted on Launchpad, but are imported from, for example, Git. One of the projects that has been used for is CouchDB, which is imported onto Launchpad, and for which some of the Ubuntu One people that are contributing to CouchDB use merge proposals for. I think I've said everything I was going to say, and hopefully Aaron will be able to contribute a little bit more.
We'll check his notes.
So one of the things I haven't mentioned yet is that for the future, one of the things we would like to do is make it possible to contribute back changes to an upstream project when you are working within Bazaar. And since those upstream projects might be working with Git or Subversion or Mercurial as their primary version control system, they are likely to want to receive their patches in a format that they can work with rather than with Bazaar bundles. Bazaar at the moment supports sending Subversion style diffs, and if you try to use Bazaar send, which is our command for sending a patch set upstream against a Subversion repository, Bazaar will automatically use Subversion style formatting of the diff. We can also generate Mercurial bundles, which will include the commit messages and the diffs for all of the revisions. And we're currently working on supporting Git AM style patches. So if, for example, you check out the Linux kernel, you make a few changes in Bazaar, and then use Bazaar send, we will send a Git style stream of emails with changes that are readable by Git apply. And after that's done, one of the ideas is also that Launchpad will be able to have a button that upstream developers can use to, for example, get a HD bundle or Git bundle out of Launchpad that they can use with our primary version control system.
See me later. I mean, as with any open source software, the entire thing is a work in progress. If you have any, if you have any suggestions on improved workflows or way in which you would like to work better, that's. I mean, the how we work personally is we work with much smaller branches. We work with very small feature branches. Some of the things that we propose for merging might only be 10 lines of change. Well, the other thing that we have. Okay, one of the things we do and we do support is you're able to specify a prerequisite branch. So you can say, I'm going to do the early changes that I need to do to make this change in a different branch, and then have my other one. Have you heard of the Bizarre Pipelines plugin? Bizarre Pipelines. Have you heard of it? Pipelines. Okay. If you want to see me in the break, I'll show you pipelines in action. Bizarre Pipelines allow you to have a stack of branches, right? So you can start off with the branch that you're working on, and you're hacking away because you're fixing a particular problem. Hi, Aaron. So, now I'm talking about pipelines. So you can start off, I'm fixing this particular bug, and then you go, drat, I need to fix this other piece of rubbish in order before I can do mine. You can then add another pipe before the piece of work you're on, which will switch you into that other branch, fix it, and then move back up again. And it allows you to do that, and you can have as many pipes as you want. Each one is treated as a branch. You can have a way of getting that into Launchpad easily as well with the prerequisite branches set. So we can show you how to do that. Well, a pipe is just a pipeline is a collection of branches, where the later ones in the pipe are effectively built on the earlier ones. You can push the changes through. So in other words, you can. It has a command in a similar way to the Loom's command head one. You can go bzr pump. We'll basically take the changes from this pipe and pump them down the pipeline. So it'll effectively go apply. So it'll go merge and commit, merge and commit, merge and commit, and keep you in the current pipe that you're in, but it'll push your changes down through the pipeline. But it's a cool plugin, and I use it a lot. Anything else? Okay. Landed just last week was a change that allows you to, when you create a merge proposal, it will, you can say it's not yet ready for review, so it creates it as work in progress. We can take this particular one offline. Any other questions before we break for coffee and afternoon tea? Okay, thank you very much.